First of all, I would like to remind you what was done in the last talk. So I have used heavily these two formulas. And I will continue using the both, especially this one. I will use the asymptotic formula of Hardy-Little-Wolpe conjecture in this form, that if you use it, then you have explicit, very simple formula where z is a density or 2 pi density of state for even zero. And the only stuff which is will be important to me for more general case, that I should use ash coprime to all integers and question, and I have to use here inclusion-exclusion principle. So in the last talk, we just did, by direct computation, huge bunch of terms for four-point correlation functions. And in particular, we have considered all possible way of splitting four primes in groups in order to have that exponent which appear in the correlation function is small. And we consider, for example, one equals the product of three another, diagonal approximation, two equal the product of another two, semi-diagonal, and in more general case where one is equal to another times some integer factors. And each of these produce this explicit formula, and when you combine them together, they reduce to GOE results. But you have seen that the computations becomes quite tedious, and to compute something for more complicated case, one need to do something. You need to prepare some machinery to compute more or less automatically the existing sums. Therefore, I will start with some kind of properties of permutations. The formula which I will write here should be known, but I did not find out where they are, so I will try to prove it. What it is? I fix some n symbols, x1, x2, xn, which are all different, and then I compute the inverse product of all of them as of this form. So you have here n minus 1 product for each index g, I have this product. And what I do to show that these products, in some sense, play the role of orthogonal polynomials. It should be well known, but I don't know. I was just preparing a lecture. But it should have some name, because it's a, when you know how to prove it, it's so easy. But I did not find. But you see, they obey the property typical for orthogonal polynomials. They are not orthogonal polynomials. You see, when you sum over all index g, p, x power m, and these guys, they will be either 0 if m is smaller than n minus 2, and 1 when m is equal to n minus 1. It's an orthogonal property. You know, this is like polynomial when I have integral of xn, pn, but they are not polynomials, they are discrete. You know, it's just n symbols, it's just identity. I don't do anything, I will prove this identity. But it should be extremely well known, I don't know just some sure polynomials. It's not orthogonal in polynomials because I don't have integration, I don't have any measure. But what I said, that this property of orthogonality will be fulfilled. You see, I have arbitrary n indexes, and then I compute this sum. In this sense, they are orthogonal, because I have a sum. You know, it should be known, it should be some sure polynomial or something. I don't know, just I did not. When you know what to prove, you will prove it. I will prove lemmas now, really proving lemmas, very simple. But otherwise, it will be very hard to do computation. This one, sum over g, not integral. Okay. But it's right. Okay. But all these properties are available, and I will show you that they are exactly the same. So it looks like Cartesian polynomials of discrete points. Whatever it means, it should be something. I have to attribute a name, but I will prove this lemma. So when I have these products, it's obey this property of hexagonality. It's obey also this property. Sum over all G, Y is just product of all of them. It's obey also, I will use this property, but this property is just the consequences of this guy, that if I multiply it 0 and minus 1 pi over n. And I will need also the property, another one, which is I denote it the function of y and z. And here you have y minus x1, x1 minus x2, x2 minus x3, xn minus nz. And I have to sum over all permutations of this n internal index of summation. And I will show you that this complicated sum can be written very easily in this form, that is y minus z n minus 1 product of this term. So it will simplify enormously calculation, because otherwise it's practically impossible to do by hand for higher order function. And this guy can be easily written in this form, and also as a sum of all partition of n symbols into group. So I will use during my talk this type of identities. So now I will prove these lemmas, because they are so simple to prove, if one can do it. So let's consider first the first statement, and I will consider the integral like this. I consider the integral over contour, which includes all x variables in it. X it's not a real, it's a complex, whatever you want, it's just identity. So you have contour, and which includes in it all x variables, and I wanted to compute this integral. First of all, there is a pulse inside, and therefore when I compute the pulse, it's a sum over xg power n, and exactly this factor which appear before, because you have pulse in each point xe. But then I can move the contour to the infinity, and integral will converge if m is less than 1, 2, n minus 2, so the integral is 0, because I just go to infinity. Or it's equal 1, because you will have one pulse on the infinity. This proves this is simplest identity. But when you do it by hand, it's quite tedious. Also, this guy is the same story. I consider contour of y minus z product x minus xk. And this contour will include all x, but not y. So when I put pulse in this guy, I obtain this. But if I put contour around, it converges to infinity, but it will appear only pole in the first point, z equal y, and it gives you this property. So it's just simplest lemma which you can imagine, but when you know to prove it, you can do it easy. Slightly more tedious will be the last one, which I will use quite heavily. So imagine that you do it by induction, and that you have this sum over all permutation of the internal indexes, and you want it by induction proof. You can check it for n equal 1 or 2, and then you want it to prove by induction that it's correct for n, if you assume that it's correct for smaller n. And then you see that this sum can be written as a sum of all x and all g, not equal to each other, of the sum of the same form, which depends of xe and xg, where you sum over all permutation inside. Assuming the formula which is written here, you will get xe minus xg n minus 3 because it's n minus 2. Here you have product of these guys. And if you look, you will see that you can write it sum over Eg, x minus Eg. You add here summation over, here it was the summation over all p which is not equal E and not equal G. But I will write it as a product of x, E minus x, all x except E. Here all G except beta, and I add here two units of x e minus x g because to cancel additional terms. So I have this expression. And you see that it's immediately written in this form. Then you play a little, just for simplicity, you say this guy is a x minus u plus binomial theorem, you have a whole bunch of terms like this. And then you see, according to some property which have been written, you see, of this property, you have a sum of all xe, xg, because you split, this guy you split as the product of all terms, and you can perform the sum over e and the sum over g, and it will give you zero except one term, with n1 equal n3 equal 0, n2 equal n minus 1, which will reproduce you this answer which has been cited in this transparency. Also, the form which I like more, when you expand this guy y minus xk, xk minus z, and then you have a product of all possible terms, then you easily see that you have here n terms, so you leave y minus z, and here you have a partition of all n symbols into two groups, and here you have a product y minus the elements of the first group and elements of the second group. It is in this form which I will be used most often, this identity. Just show one simple example. Imagine that you have two points, x1 and x2. So you have two permutations, x1, x2, x2, x1. So what I have to compute? I have to compute y minus x1, x1 minus x2, x2 minus xz, minus z. Here it should be x minus x2, x2 minus x1, x1 minus xz. And then you do simple manipulations and you reproduce immediately this formula which was written here. You have y minus z products of all possible e, y minus x1, y minus x2, x1 minus z, x2 minus z, and also you can write these products in this form which corresponds to the four terms which are collected off of splitting x1, x2 into one group. So you have one y minus x1 times y minus x2. Then you have one element in the first group, the second in the second group, y minus x1, x2 minus z, and so on and so forth. So you see this identity very easily, but they will be important for computation. So now we start endpoint correlation function. First of all, I would like to obtain formula for GUE. For GUE, you know well the standard formula is the just determinant of n by n matrices of sinus x of x. Therefore, you know that determinant is a sum over cycles. For somebody who is not familiar, you know well that all permutations can be splitted in the product of cycles. For example, permutations of three elements, 1, 2, 3. It's a standard initial permutation, and now you have 2, 3, 1. You have here three factorial permutations, which can be interpreted like this. 1 goes to 2, 2 goes to 3, 3 goes to 1. It's one cycle. Here is 1 goes to 3, 3 goes to 2, 2 goes to 1 is another cycle. But you can have permutation 1 goes to 2, 2 goes to 1 and back, and 3 goes to 3 and so on. and determinant, general determinant, can be written as a product over all cycles. You have m cycles in general term, and you have minus 1 and minus n, and just here I just demonstrated how it works for 3 by 3 determinant. You have minus 1, 3 minus 1, S1, 2, S2, 3, and 3, 1, which corresponds to the product of term like this. You have another term which corresponds like this, and so on. So this will be my starting point, and I try to expand standard formula of determinant, so it's also a lemma, it's just combinatorics, so it's just pure combinatorial number theory, if you want. So you have here products of n terms. Imagine that I have one cycle with n elements, and I consider in details which appear in this cycle. Each s here is just sinus p dxe minus xg, and so I can expand it into in the products of exponents, xe minus xg sigma, and sigma equal plus minus 1 in this term. And when I do it for all terms in the cycle, I will get something simple. I will get something reasonably simple. So each contribution of the cycle is the sum of all sigmas, and here you have x1 sigma 1 minus sigma n, x2 sigma 2 sigma minus 1, and so on, because you have two elements in the cycle. And now I will consider this summation. In this sum you have some plus, some minuses. So I will write pluses which started with alpha 1 going till beta 1 minus 1, and then started minuses, then started pluses, then started minuses, and so on. And I will consider the term which corresponds to our changes of sign. R equals 0, 1, 2, whatever you want. And you see immediately that in the exponent appear only the variables which are situated in the change of sign, because somewhere here you always have sigma 1 equals sigma 2, and it just disappear. So this, the same guy can be rewritten in the following form. Sum of mu e minus r is coming because you have product of you just counted how many minuses you have in this formula, and it will appear this guy. And here you have product of variables, of all variables which appear here. The most important you have here, here you have product of positive variables, then you have product of negative variables, and so on. And important that in the exponent you have only variable x alpha 1, x beta 1, x alpha 2, x beta 2, and so forth. So one split the variables into two groups. One variable is explicit, which appear in the exponent. I will call them phase variables. And all other, which are hidden in these prefactors, I will call non-phase variables. This is a simple expansion of long determinant, which also I did not find in the literature, but it can be probably done by many different methods. And so you have the following stuff. So you have a fixed phase. So you fix variable x alpha 1, x beta 1, x alpha r, x beta r. So here you have plus, here you have minus, here you have plus, here you have minus. Just and then you, first of all, you sum over all permutation. You fix, but cycle is not fixed when you fix only finite number of them. You can easily arrange other permutations which permutes variables, for example, in between one cycle. I have x alpha, which finishes with x beta, but I can have here many other variables, x alpha plus 1, x beta minus 1. All these variables I will try to take into account permutation, because after all I have to sum over all possible permutations. So I, first of all, I fix this and having permutation inside one segment. And you see it's x alpha, x beta fixed, inside you have some finite number of permutation, and if you look on this formula, you immediately see that it's x alpha minus x beta sum over all partition of these variables which were inside into two groups gamma and delta, and you have products of x alpha going to x gamma and products x delta minus x beta, alpha and beta in two different directions, and so you have one sum you did. And then you try to permute, but you have not only this permutation. What I have into account, I take into account all this permutation. But in principle, you can have here also x beta, x alpha 2, and so on. So I can, first of all, permute over all variables which are inside. And if I do all variables which is inside, it's just a product of all these terms. So you have minus 1 power r x alpha 1 minus x beta 1. In the green here, it's a phase variable, which I fixed for now. And here I have all possible splitting of first segments in two groups, the second segments in two groups, and so forth. And this variable. So I continue this game. I will continue this game. And so now I will use all possible permutations between variables which were, till now I take into account only permutations inside each segment. Now I will permute variables between different segments. For example, if I have here x1, it can be here, it can be here, and can be here, all possible permutations which appear here. And if you do it, you will see that you have this contribution starting from a phase variable, and then it will reduce to the finding of partition of n minus 2r variables into 2r group, because each variable can be everywhere. Also, they appear factor n minus 2r, because each variable can be either plus, either minus. And if you look at it, it will correspond to this guy. And summation is a all possible partition of this number of variables in Couture group. So this is a finite answer for just one cycle permutations. This is answer when I have one cycle in my determinant. I fixed here some variables which I called it x alpha 1, x beta 1, x alpha 2, and so forth. And I permute all permutation inside which are not appear in the exponents. Therefore, it's a sum over all possible permutation inside a cycle with a certain fixed number of vertices which appear in the phases. The only things which remains to look, it should be remains when r equal to 0, because it's not in this sum. When r equal to 0, you don't have x alpha and x beta, because all of them are either 0, either plus, either minus. So what you need, you have this contribution x1 minus x2, x2 minus x3, n minus x1, and you need to permute all n factorial, all n variables. And you can do it easily using this formula, because if I fix x1, if I fix two n variables, just x1, here they are identical, but imagine that they are different. Then it will be xe minus xg sum over e, and if you see that it's zero for all guys except if you have the same story, if n is bigger than 2, it will be zero because they coincide. But for n equal 2, you have this contribution. Therefore, there is no cycles without variables inside, except over cycles, the direct cycle of n equal 2, where two variables are, you have 1 and 2, and you have s x1, x2, s x2, x1, and nothing else exists theorem without exponent only coming from this theorem. So what remains to compute permutation between a different cycle, because in general you can have a lot of cycles. So you have one variable cycles, nearby you have another variable cycles, and so forth, and you need to fix all x alpha in all these guys, but you can put variables here, you put it here, or put it here, and all other stuff. And it also can be done, because you have, in some sense, splitting of variables, phases and non-phases. When you just change non-phase variable, it just exactly like it was before, it will reduce to the partition, not of n large, which n large was the number of variables in one cycle, but because these variables can be everywhere, it corresponds to partition of full number of variables minus 2r, and I just remind you that r is the number of changes of sign along the cycle, and you have full with exactly the same prefactor which was before. Therefore, non-phase variables are quite easy, but what I can do also, when I fix an exponent, I fix x alpha, for example, somewhere in the exponent, but this variable x alpha, it can be in one cycle, or it can be in another cycle, or it can be in third cycle. So I need to permute all variables between different cycles, and you will see immediately that it corresponds to sum of all cycles of this guy, x alpha 1 minus x beta 1 minus x alpha 2, and so forth. And if you look for this expression, you see practically immediately that it's determinant of a certain matrix. It is a determinant because you have sum of all cycles. It is of the determinant of 2r by 2r matrices of elements of this form where you have chessboard structure. I will just show you for n equal 4, and then you will see immediately how it can be done for general case. So for n equal 4, if you look for this determinant, it will reduce to a determinant like this. You have 0 on the diagonal, then you have x1 minus x2, then you have 0, x3 minus x4, and so forth. And you see that this determinant can be easily computed. You just permuted all variables in this corner, other variables in this corner. You permute, for example, this and this, and then you permute another one to put in this form. And this determinant is a square of determinant of this form, and this determinant can be easily computed by hand for small values, x1 minus x3 squared, so on. But this determinant in general is also very well known. It's called Cauchy determinant. It is called Cauchy determinant, and you can do it quite easily. And you find that this F, which you have looked, all this sum over cycles, which corresponds to permutation of alpha variables in beta over a whole bunch of cycles, it's just determinant x alpha e minus x beta g squared. And it is Cauchy determinant. And you know that Cauchy determinant is equal of product of the x alpha e minus x alpha g, x beta e minus x beta g, divided by x alpha e minus x beta g. It's easy to see when you just check number. It's a polynomial, you can easily prove it, and it's something which is should be known. And therefore you find the final result that you have in GOE contribution, you have a sum over all possible 2R groups, x alpha 1 minus x beta 1, x alpha 2 minus x beta 2, in this all possible group. And then you have a factor, and then you have squared of Cauchy determinant, which includes only these phase variables. And then you have determinant, some sum which includes here, you have a phase variable, x alpha e and beta g, of the variables which appear in the exponent. And then you have all partitions of non-phase variable into two groups, into 2R groups, and you plot here variables from one group and here variables from another group. Is that so? Except that you should sometimes take into account error cycles of the length 2. And if you look, you will see immediately that it corresponds that you need, you choose, first of all, you choose, for example, x1, x2 as variables which you like to put in the cycle of the order 2, and you consider all the rest exactly by the same formula. So you choose arbitrary number of pairs of non-phase variables which are somewhere here, and you consider summation only by n minus 2k variables, and every time you have a for each pair, you multiply by xe minus xg squared with the coefficient 2 pi squared. And it looks like that this form is slightly complicated, but it will be exactly what will appear in the Riemann zeta case. Just to show how it works, you can look, for example, for three variables. You have choose x1 minus x2. Therefore, you have x3. Only one possibility here is possible. You can choose x2 minus as a phase variable. You change the sign in x1 and use second time change and sign is x2. x3 is a non-phase variable, so you have x1 minus x2 squared. It's a remnants of Cauchy determinant because you have only numerator. In numerator you don't have enough file. And you have a sum over all partitions, but you have only one variable, so x1 minus x2. x3 minus x2, and it looks it is this expression, and when you sum altogether this factor, you will obtain the same expression which have been cited in the previous lecture. And you can check it, for example, for the 4 if you like. Maybe just I show you how it works because it's slightly more complicated. For the 4 by 4 determinant, you may have a different possibility. You can choose x2 in the phase, x1, x3, all this, or you can choose r equal to x1 minus x2, x3 minus x4 with permutation. If, for example, if you have this variable phase and this is a non-phase, then you have coming the term which are coming from a Cauchy determinant, and then you have sum over all possible partition and of two variables in 3 and 4 into two groups, and if you do it, you will obtain this answer which has been cited also in the lecture. And more complicated can correspond x1 minus x2, x3 minus x4, and you see here the Cauchy determinant part which are related with the variables which here, and you don't have more variables which appear here. And you also can check, and it is exactly in this form which I have showed you before, the theorem which appear on the calculation of primes. And you can check that everything is correct. So this was a formula for GOE results. And now how one can obtain it when... just wait, where is it? How one can obtain it for Riemann zeros? Here. I don't put it in this transparency. So now we will consider a Riemann case, but in Riemann we have to compute something else. We have to compute the product of n density of states. And the density of states can be split. You have a positive term, energy with a positive term, and energy with a negative term. Some primes with a positive, and which was positive, and some primes which are negative. And therefore, the sum, you should sum over all partition of n into two groups, because you have products, each density of states give you a product of two terms, so you have partition of two groups. And here you have products of log PE divided by square root of PE. And here you have products of log QG divided by square root of QG with the corresponding changes of X1, which appear XE log PE, XG log QG. And I will put for some purposes here some tilde or bar variables just to separate one from the other. So as I told you, the main contribution appear when this guy should be small. But the only possibility is small that in some sense products of this variable equal products of another variable. But all of them are integers, so I need to specify this, how it can be done. And the most general form which I can do it is the following. You consider, I will consider first when there is no cancellation in this equality, because it will be easy to consider it later. So there is no primes which here equal primes here. So what I will consider? I will consider R group of, I will collect these variables in R group in such a way that products of some of variables from the first group multiplied by a certain integer equal products of variables of the second group multiplied by another integer plus k1. Exactly as has been done for the four order computations. It's the same for the second group and the third group. And also all cars assumed to be small. Therefore, in order to fulfill this requirement, in order that you have here small numbers, you should have that products of T equal products of S. Therefore, you have here log of products of P, and log of products of P can be split in the products of all E group. So for each group, you have P log P divided by log the group of Q. And you substitute here this expression, and you see that it's energy log SE divided by KE plus E energy KE divided by whole bunch of Qs multiplied by SE. This is exactly the same as have been before, but just for more general case. And my purpose will be to compute this guy just similar as have been done before. I will start with which was called type 1 of diagonal contribution. What it was? It was the simplest case where Q product equal T product equal Q product plus K. There is no S in T and just one integer. And now you should understand that whatever I taught you before reduced to the following way. You have here product of variables which are included in this group, product of variables which are included in this group with corresponding phases. Here you have a delta function because I say that this product are equal. When I have logarithm, I will have sum of W, and W is a log of prime and Q is a log of Z, and you use a continuous approximation. Then you have here the difference of sum, and here you have a Hardy-Littlewood conjecture, Z minus sum of the which appear in the numerator, in the denominator, theta function. But because we have to take into account all coprime relations, you should multiply K by delta, where delta is a sum factor of the product P and Q. And therefore you have Z minus plus log delta, Z minus log delta, and here you have the Möbius function of delta. And so, in general, what will be in general? In general, delta should include primes which are in W, in P, some kind of factors, all combination of primes which are in W, and I will call it alpha, and W alpha is a log of prime between in the group inclusion-exclusion, and the beta will be variables which are included also in the variable Z, because it's also log of prime. And then I have to sum later for all group alpha and beta. Let's number of elements in the first group is T, number of elements in the second group is T small. And then you see that you have to compute the following integral. you have products of all variables. Here I will, for convenience later, I will put as in front all these Hardy-Littlewood terms separately, and I integrate over U, and U appear in this form, only in this way, because it's just definition what I have compute is a U. Delta function, when I integrate a vector delta function, I will substitute here, and here you have some of them. And therefore you see, what is appear here? You have sum of all variables minus some variables which included in inclusion-exclusion principle. And therefore you split all variables of Z variables into two groups, variables beta and variables beta prime, variables, and for R the same story, alpha and alpha prime, where alpha and beta are variables which included in inclusion-exclusion principle, so they are somewhere here, all other variables remain the same. If you look now for the product of the delta functions which are here, you can see that in this delta function you have sum only of the beta prime variable and sum only over alpha variable, but because the total sum is zero, you can rewrite this delta function as a sum over beta variable minus sum over alpha prime variable. And you see that these two delta functions split your integration into two independent parts because these products are independent. And then you need, as usually, compute some simple integrals. You have to compute simple integrals. For example, E1 includes only variable from the first group, E2 includes only variable from the second group. And this integral can be computed by many different methods. For example, you put instead of delta, you put exponential representation of delta, and then you reduce this integration in this form. And for convergence, you have to assume that every time you have x alpha variable, you should add minus e epsilon, otherwise it's not converged. Minus x tilde variable, you should minus e epsilon for convergence. And then you compute this integral immediately, and you see that it's equal e minus e lambda product over all x alphas, lambda minus x alpha, and x minus beta. Because U is always positive, I remind you that I have to multiply this with theta function. So U is bigger than Z. U is positive. I can shift contour of integration down in this complex plane, and I will have to take into account only variables from these poles. And therefore, you can compute immediately that it leads you to the sum over all beta prime variables. I just remind you that beta prime, it was variables which are not included in inclusion-exclusion principle. And you have some products here. And the same story for the second integral. You have also E x alpha prime variables. Once more, alpha prime which are not included in inclusion-exclusion principle. And therefore, you can compute everything which you want quite easily. And the total integral is the product of two integral. Here you have once more splitting of variables which are in the phase, which I call phase variables, and also all variables which are included in the inclusion-exclusion principle, they appear only here. You have here beta, you have here alpha, and so on. You can arrange slightly this sum for the form which is should be useful. Here it was a product over alpha prime which are not equal of the second group of variables only. But I can have a product over all variables, but I will multiply here alpha for the variables which I put it arbitrary, which I add here. So you will have product over all variables, xk. Here you have products over all variables related with the group x tilde variables. And here you have product over alpha, a product over beta. When I change variables in inclusion-exclusion principle, only alpha and beta will change. All other variables are just remains the same. So this factor is the same, and I have to sum this guide of all possible partition in two variables, non-phase variables in the two group. And you can easily see that it's exactly the same as have been done just recently, slightly with the small changes. Here you have sum over alpha, product over alpha. So for all possible combination, but alpha can include nothing, so it gives you one. It can include only one element, xe, and I can sum over all xe this form, or it can include two variables, and so on. And if you look, you will recognize that it's product of all e variables of this guy, and you immediately see that it's x alpha prime minus x alpha prime, because you just put it in, and product xe minus x beta. And finally, you get this expression, prefactor, which summing over all possible partitions, the all possible inclusion variables, will reduce you to something very simple. It practically should be familiar to you, because it's just exactly the same guy which you have seen a few minutes ago. Then you continue this game, and you see that you can, then you, as before, you should consider more general contribution. You should consider more general contribution that, first of all, you see that it does not depend on value of A and B. It does not depend what variables I took in the, this is a calculation of P1, PA variables divided by Q1, QB variables, E. But you see, the answer remains the same, whatever numbers, variables, non-zero here. So the contribution will be exactly the same of E, for example, log P1 divided by all variables of N-1 variables in this case. And so on. So it does not depend on the splitting of variables, which you have also heard before, because it's just direct computation for point correlation function of 2 and 3 give you exactly the same results. And so if you permute remaining variables, you finally found that you have minus 1, 2n minus 1, 2n minus 1, but you can, which appear here, you have Z, I remind you, it was 2 pi d bar x alpha minus x beta. Alpha beta is just 1 minus x alpha x beta squared, sum over partitions of n minus 2 variables of in the two group, and it looks very similar to have been shown a few minutes ago. Now, a more general case can be computed practically the same, except that you have to take into account all bunch of possibilities. So you should compute for this guy using this formula, for this guy the same formula, and so forth, except that you also need to sum over all prime factors of S2 and T2, SE and TE. Therefore, I will not repeat, of course, the computation. The only thing that here you have T1, S1, but it appears quite natural, and if you look a little, you will see that when you compute this integral, the only stuff which you have to compute is just to shift it u variable minus log s. S is a total number of variables, is a product of all se, e plus log to log t, where t is a product of all t1, and total 5 phase which appear will be this guy. Here you have some once more inclusion-exclusion principle, but with respect to variable S and T. I just remind you once more that every time you have K, P variable equal S variable equal T times Q variable plus K, this K should be coprime to both T and S, otherwise you will not have prime numbers. Therefore, should be included inclusion-exclusion principle, and it at least, like before, it's a product over all factors which divides both terms, 1 minus this guy, and factor divided T 1 minus the same exponent which is here. And now you see here two terms, and these two terms can be combined in the final phase, which is the x alpha minus x beta. Here you have log prime which divided s x beta, and so on, the primes which divided t x alpha x beta. So you have this guy, and the only need, what you do need, you need to sum over all possible s and t. It can be also done because by exactly the same method which have been discussed for the four-point correlation function. Probably, I will just show you. You should take into account when you have this product that S1 SR equal T1 TR, all prime factors which are here should be somewhere here. Therefore, if I have some prime factor, it should be somewhere appear in this product, because after all, S equals T. You don't have two numbers, you have one number. And if you do it, you will see that you can sum, instead of summing over S, E, T, E, I can sum over all factors, common factors of S, E, T, E. And this sum, because you have the same contribution as before for four-point correlation function, you have to you have here 1 over m p divided m this guy, and you have to sum this guy, and it was exactly as have been done for four-point correlation function, and the answer is very simple: x e alpha minus x alpha g beta minus beta g, and so on, and then you get the final answer, and then you get the contribution of R group, which is where you split primes, have the same, have the form 2n minus r minus some exponent. Here you have some prefactor, and you see here appearing, because it was for all groups of S, E, S, G, you have here the product of this guy squared, because product of E, G, it will be E, G squared, and it's just exactly the Cauchy determinant, which is somewhere here, which appear without any Cauchy, but because of the summation over all numbers S and T, which appear here. And here you see once more the sum over all possible partition, which also present in this form. And also, if every time you have two prime numbers equal, it corresponds to diagonal approximation, and you just drop these indexes and multiply the answer by this factor, exactly as have been done for GOE. Therefore, you see that this, if you assume something and you do it till end, you obtain the results that, and this is the end of my story, that if you assume strong or maybe even very strong Hartle-Lippmann conjecture, then you can prove modulus that if I do not do some arithmetic error, which I suspect, that all statistical distribution of Riemann zeros, all correlation functions, are exactly the same as correlation functions for Gaussian unitary ensemble of random matrix. Therefore, behavior of Riemann zero of energy, or T in mathematics goes to infinity, are the same as behavior of eigenvalues of random matrices. Even up to now, no one presented random matrices question. And what is also was important to me, this result what was more or less conjectured, because it's, you know, it's just this conference is just science that this fact is accepted in both community, physics and mathematics, even it can prove. But what was also interesting, that one can compute non-universal corrections. Non-universal corrections, which means that you know something more than just this conjecture. You know how this correlation function goes to this limit, and this can be checked by existing numerics. I did not talk, but one can do the same for all the Dirichlet functions, but slightly the same computation. Therefore, you should maybe forget about all this complicated tedious, it's not complicated, it's just tedious computation. The only thing which you should have in mind that if you assume hard little wood, it will give you some kind of strong hard little wood, probably be the most important term that will lead you to all correlation functions which I agree with random matrices. And if somebody wanted to see more details, you can find some material for two-point correlation lecture function in my Lizouche lecture. I don't remember, you can find in NLIN archive. And 3 and 4 point correlation function is a paper with John Keating in nonlinearity in 95. The endpoint correlation function is the next paper in 96. Thank you very much.